Mini-episode 891 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 891. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. In light of the copious debates in the hoops world over the last year about who is presently the best basketball player of all time, the FDH Lounge is commissioning a debate among its contributors on the subject. Voters will submit their rankings of the top 10 of all time and an honorable mention of 5 players, with the results being averaged into our overall rankings at the very end, with podcasts being held to unveil the results. This is my ballot, along with some notes about each player. I will note that, while Bill Simmons' excellent tome, The Book of Basketball, was a handy resource, I differ from him in that he values somewhat more ambiguous contributions to team accomplishments over more tangible statistical achievements, and I tend to go the other way somewhat. This segment is syndicated from our annual Hoops Guide, Fantasy Hoops Draftology 2017, now available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com and thefdhlounge.com. Before getting into the honorable mention players, I will identify the two who just missed that list. Moses Malone was arguably the best pure rebounder of all time, without doubt the best offensive rebounder of all time at any rate, and was a great scorer as well, with 11 consecutive seasons of 20.2 points per game or more, and 9 in a row at or above 22.7 points per game. With Philadelphia's dominant run to the 1983 title, Malone proved that he was a champion as well. Elgin Baylor is probably the greatest player never to win a championship, coming close many times with the Lakers in the 1960s. He was an elite shooter who was also unfortunate enough to play in a time when his knee injuries could not have been properly addressed by surgery as they would be today. Here's the honorable mention listed alphabetically. Julius Erving. At his spectacular ABA best, he was as great as any of the best ever. His amazing style of play was unlike anything ever seen from a player of his longevity, thus excepting David Thompson and also Connie Hawkins, who spent little time in the NBA, and he served as a forerunner for what Michael Jordan would later bring to the scene. John Havlicek. Taking the baton from Bill Russell as the anchor of the champion Celtics, Hondo carried the dynasty into the 1970s, he moved at an elite level with or without the basketball, and he is one of the best clutch players and greatest hustle players ever. Hakeem Olajuwon. Offensively and defensively, with touch for a big man the likes of which few others have ever possessed, he spent most of his career as the best center in the game at a time when that still meant something. He had 2 great team success runs in Houston, the first in 1986 with the team that reached the finals before falling apart around him in the time after that, and then the 2 titles in the 90s that cemented him among the all-time greats. Shaquille O'Neal. The most physically imposing NBA superstar ever, he leveraged the advantage provided by his body to dominate his opponents offensively and defensively. Although hobbled by injuries at various points, he persevered to achieve impressive longevity and proved a point by securing an NBA championship away from his frenemy, Kobe Bryant. Jerry West. The logo was one of the greatest all-around players ever, somebody who could contribute in any area needed. An amazing clutch player, he is another of the stars of his generation who would surely have tallied more titles if not for the Celtics. Now here's the top 10. Number 10, Larry Bird. He immediately took the Celtics from the dumpster back to the elite level that they had always occupied, contributing most visibly through scoring, but by many different criteria, including a level of court vision slash instincts perhaps only ever matched by LeBron James. Had his body not broken down prematurely, he'd surely have racked up enough accomplishments to come in higher on this list. Number 9, Kobe Bryant. He set Michael Jordan as his standard and came closer than almost anyone, mirroring many of his idol's strengths. He was a top-level closer, a multiple-time champion, and somebody who eventually proved that he could win a title as the best player on his team. Number 8, Tim Duncan. Perhaps the steadiest superstar in NBA history, he racked up Jabbar-like longevity at a high level and won the last of his five titles so deep into his career that he became only the second player in history to win championships in three separate decades. Number 7, Bill Russell. He is a player who is very difficult to slot. The game's greatest winner, he is probably the most underwhelming scorer on this list, two attributes that always cause him to be considered the complete opposite of Wilt Chamberlain. He's one of the best rebounders ever and one of the best big man passers, but did not possess a body that would project to this elite level of success in later decades when centers were taller. Number 6, Magic Johnson. He revolutionized the point guard position by dominating at his size and in a variety of manners. Like his arch frenemy Larry Bird, his career was cut short, keeping him from slotting higher on the list. Number 5, Wilt Chamberlain. The game's most dominant scorer ever, he was underappreciated as a winner because he almost never had an array of teammates around him who could match up to Bill Russell Celtics. His prowess on the boards was phenomenal as well, marking him as a pure center with no peers. Number 4, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In terms of statistical greatness over an extended period of time plus racking up championship accomplishments, especially if you include his time at UCLA, he is topped by very few, if any. Number 3, LeBron James. Easily the toughest player to slot because his career is still a moving target, he has somehow remarkably managed to live up to the hype as the first high school player widely forecast for instant NBA stardom. His game is more Magic than Michael because of his all-around game, perhaps the greatest in history, particularly if court vision is taken into account, but scoring certainly is not a problem. His scenario for reaching number one is the same one that Tom Brady has used to pass Joe Montana as the consensus best quarterback ever. Maintain elite play with longevity that surpasses all others. With three championships and five other conference titles already under his belt, two more championships should clinch the accomplishment in any reasonable mind. Number 2, Oscar Robertson. It's important to remember that he tallied his triple-double over the course of a full season and compiled an average of a triple-double over five seasons at a time when nobody knew or cared what the accomplishment meant. It's simply a measure of how consistently dominant he was every time he stepped foot on the floor. Limited to one title because he rarely occupied one of his era's super teams, his placement on the list stamps him as someone who stands alone in terms of individual achievements. Number 1, Michael Jordan. I've previously resisted buying into the cult of Jordan, and I'm sure that I'll differ from my fellow voters in insisting that he is absolutely not the no-brainer greatest of all time. For example, his 6-0 record in the finals is balanced somewhat by his uneven record in the playoffs in the years before the championship run began, and he benefited more from Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson than most observers will admit. As a winner, a scorer, and someone who made those around him better, he is certainly at an all-time elite level. How elite? Well, the other greatest players of his generation, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler excepted, although there is certainly reason to wonder if Houston could have beaten Chicago in the NBA Finals since they never even advanced that far any of the other times the Bulls made it, were kept away from championships by him. The likes of Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Gary Payton, and Sean Kemp, and David Robinson and Shaquille O'Neal, if you consider that they never won titles when Jordan was in Chicago. There is no other player in history who was as responsible for sticking the "yes, but he never won a championship" tag on so many of his fellow greats. That's why I'm slotting him here, as of 2017 anyway. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.